Isaiah chapter 11. Of the spiritual kingdom of Christ, to which all nations shall repair. 11:1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the root of Jesse, and the flower shall rise up out of his root. 11:2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom, and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, and of fortitude, the Spirit of knowledge, and of godliness. 11:3. And he shall be filled with the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge according to the sight of the eyes, nor approve according to the hearing of the ears. 11:4. But he shall judge the poor with justice, and shall reprove with equity the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. 11:5. And justice shall be the girdle of his loins, and faith the girdle of his reins. 11:6. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion, and the sheep shall abide together, and the little child shall lead them. 11:7. The calf and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall rest together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. 11:8. And the sucking child shall play on other hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall thrust his hand into the den of the basilisk. 11:9. They shall not hurt, nor shall they kill in all my holy mountain, for the earth is filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the covering waters of the sea. 11:10. In the day the root of Jesse, who standeth for an ensign of the people, him the Gentiles shall beseech, and his sepulchre shall be glorious. 11:11. And it shall come to pass in that day, that the Lord shall set his hand the second time to possess the remnant of his people, which shall be left from the Assyrians, and from Egypt, and from Phatros, and from Ethiopia, and from Elam, and from Sinar, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. 11:12. And he shall set up a standard unto the nations, and shall assemble the fugitives of Israel, and shall gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four quarters of the earth. 11:13. And the envy of Ephraim shall be taken away, and the enemies of Judah shall perish. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not fight against Ephraim. 11:14. But they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines by the sea, they together shall spoil the children of the east. Edom, till Moab shall be under the rule of their hand, and the children of Ammon shall be obedient. 11:15. And the Lord shall lay waste the tongue of the sea of Egypt, and shall lift up his hand over the river in the strength of his spirit, and he shall strike it in the seven streams, so that men may pass through it in their shoes. 11:16. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of my people, which shall be left from the Assyrians, as there was for Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt. Isaiah chapter 12. A canticle of thanksgiving for the benefits of Christ. 12:1. And thou shalt say in that day, I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, for thou wast angry with me. Thy wrath is turned away, and thou hast comforted me. 12:2. Behold, God is my Savior, I will deal confidently, and will not fear. Because the Lord is my strength, and my praise, and he has become my salvation. 12:3. Thou shalt draw waters with joy out of the Savior's fountains. 12:4. And you shall say in that day, Praise ye the Lord, and call upon his name. Make his works known among the people. Remember that his name is high. 12:5. Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath done great things. Shew this forth in all the earth. 12:6. Rejoice, and praise, O thou habitation of Zion. For great is he that is in the midst of thee, the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah chapter 13. The desolation of Babylon. 13:1. The burden of Babylon which Isaiah the son of Amoz saw. The burden of Babylon. That is, a prophecy against Babylon. 13:2. Upon the dark mountain lift ye up a banner, exalt the voice, lift up the hand, and let the rulers go into the gates. 13:3. I have commanded my sanctified ones, and have called my strong ones in my wrath, them that rejoice in my glory. 13:4. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, as it were of many people, the noise of the sound of kings, of nations gathered together. The Lord of hosts hath given charge to the troops of war. 13:5. To them that come from a country afar off, from the end of heaven, the Lord and the instruments of his wrath, to destroy the whole land. 13:6. Howl ye, for the day of the Lord is near, it shall come as a destruction from the Lord. 13:7. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every heart of man shall melt. 13:8. And shall be broken, gripings and pains, shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman in labor. Everyone shall be amazed at his neighbor. Their countenances shall be as faces burnt. 13:9. Behold, the day of the Lord shall come, a cruel day, and full of indignation, and of wrath, and fury, to lay the land desolate, and to destroy the sinners thereof out of it. 13:10. For the stars of heaven, and their brightness shall not display their light. The sun shall be darkened in his rising, and the moon shall not shine with her light. 13:11. And I will visit the evils of the world, and against the wicked for their iniquity. And I will make the pride of infidels to cease, and will bring down the arrogancy of the mighty. 13:12. A man shall be more precious than gold, yea, a man than the finest of gold. 13:13. For this I will trouble the heaven, and the earth shall be removed out of her place, for the indignation of the Lord of hosts, and for the day of his fierce wrath. 13:14. And they shall be as a dove fleeing away, and as a sheep, and there shall be none to gather them together. Every man shall turn to his own people, and every one shall flee to his own land. 13:15. Every one that shall be found, shall be slain, and every one that shall come to their aid, shall fall by the sword. 13:16. Their inhabitants shall be dashed in pieces before their eyes, their houses shall be pillaged, and their wives shall be ravished. 13:17. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, who shall not seek silver, nor desire gold. 13:18. But with their arrows they shall kill the children, and shall have no pity upon the sucklings of the womb, and their eyes shall not spare their sons. 13:19. And that Babylon, glorious among kingdoms, the famous pride of the Chaldeans, shall be even as the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. 13:20. It shall no more be inhabited forever, and it shall not be founded unto generation and generation. Neither shall the Arabian pitch his tents there, nor shall shepherds rest there. 13:21. But wild beasts shall rest there, and their houses shall be filled with serpents, and ostriches shall dwell there, and the hairy ones shall dance there. 13:22. And owls shall answer one another there, in the houses thereof, and sirens in the temples of pleasure. Isaiah chapter 14. The restoration of Israel after their captivity. The parable or song insulting over the king of Babylon. A prophecy against the Philistines. 14:1. Her time is near at hand, and her days shall not be prolonged. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose out of Israel, and will make them rest upon their own ground. And the stranger shall be joined with them, and shall adhere to the house of Jacob. 14:2. And the people shall take them, and bring them into their place. And the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids. And they shall make them captives that had taken them, and shall subdue their oppressors. 14:3. And it shall come to pass in that day, that when God shall give thee rest from thy labor, and from thy vexation, and from the hard bondage, wherewith thou didst serve before. 14:4. Thou shalt take up this parable against the king of Babylon, and shalt say, how is the oppressor come to nothing? The tribute hath ceased. 14:5. The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked, the rod of the rulers. 14:6. That struck the people in wrath with an incurable wound, that brought nations under in fury, that persecuted in a cruel manner. 14:7. The whole earth is quiet and still, it is glad and hath rejoiced. 14:8. The fir trees also have rejoiced over thee, and the cedars of Libanus, saying, since thou hast slept, there hath none come up to cut us down. 14:9. Hell below was in an uproar to meet thee at thy coming, it stirred up the giants for thee. All the princes of the earth are risen up from their thrones, all the princes of nations. 14:10. All shall answer, and say to thee, thou also art wounded as well as we, thou art become like unto us. 14:11. Thy pride is brought down to hell, thy carcass is fallen down. Under thee shall the moth be strewed, and worms shall be thy covering. 14:12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, who didst rise in the morning? How art thou fallen to the earth, that didst wound the nations? O Lucifer, O day star! All this, according to the letter, is spoken of the king of Babylon. It may also be applied, in a spiritual sense, to Lucifer the prince of devils, who was created a bright angel, but fell by pride and rebellion against God. 14:13. And thou saidst in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit in the mountain of the covenant, in the sides of the north. 14:14. I will ascend above the height of the clouds, I will be like the Most High. 14:15. But yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, into the depth of the pit. 14:16. They that shall see thee, shall turn toward thee, and behold thee. Is this the man that troubled the earth, that shook kingdoms? 14:17. That made the world a wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the prison to his prisoners. 14:18. All the kings of the nations have all of them slept in glory, every one in his own house. 14:19. But thou art cast out of thy grave, as an unprofitable branch defiled, and wrapped up among them that were slain by the sword, and art gone down to the bottom of the pit, as a rotten carcass. 14:20. Thou shalt not keep company with them, even in burial. For thou hast destroyed thy land, thou hast slain thy people. The seed of the wicked shall not be named forever. 14:21. Prepare his children for slaughter for the iniquity of their fathers. They shall not rise up, nor inherit the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. 14:22. And I will rise up against them, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will destroy the name of Babylon, and the remains, and the bud, and the offspring, saith the Lord. 14:23. And I will make it a possession for the Arishs and pools of waters, and I will sweep it and wear it out with abysm, saith the Lord of hosts. 14:24. The Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, Surely as I have thought, so shall it be, and as I have purposed. 14:25. So shall it fall out, that I will destroy the Assyrian in my land, and upon my mountains tread him underfoot, and his yoke shall be taken away from them, and his burden shall be taken off their shoulder. 14:26. This is the counsel that I have purposed upon all the earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all nations. 14:27. For the Lord of hosts hath decreed, and who can disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it away? 14:28. In the year that King Achaz died, was this burden. 14:29. Rejoice not thou, whole Philistine, that the rod of him that struck thee is broken in pieces. For out of the root of the serpent shall come forth a basilisk, and his seed shall swallow the bird. 14:30. And the firstborn of the poor shall be fed, and the poor shall rest with confidence. And I will make thy root perish with famine, and I will kill thy remnant. 14:31. Howl, O gate! Cry, O city! All Philistia is thrown down. For a smoke shall come from the north, and there is none that shall escape his troop. 14:32. And what shall be answered to the messengers of the nations? That the Lord hath found it sin, and the poor of his people shall hope in him. Isaiah chapter 15. A prophecy of the desolation of the Moabites. 15:1. The burden of Moab. Because in the night Ar of Moab is laid waste, it is silent. Because the wall of Moab is destroyed in the night, it is silent. 15:2. The house is gone up, and driven to the high places to mourn over Nabo, and over Medaba. Moab hath howled. On all their heads shall be baldness, and every beard shall be shaven. 15:3. In their streets they are girded with sackcloth. On the tops of their houses, and in their streets all shall howl and come down weeping. 15:4. Hezbon shall cry, and Eliel, their voice is heard even to Jesse. For this shall the well-appointed men of Moab howl, his soul shall howl to itself. 15:5. My heart shall cry to Moab, the bars thereof shall flee unto Zegar, a heifer of 3 years old. For by the ascent of Luis they shall go up weeping, and in the way of Oronaim they shall lift up a cry of destruction. 15:6. For the waters of Naamram shall be desolate, for the grass is withered away, the spring is faded, all the greenness is perished. 15:7. According to the greatness of their work, is their visitation also. They shall lead them to the torrent of the willows. Torrent of the willows. That is, as some say, the waters of Babylon. Others render it, the valley of the Arabians. 15:8. For the cry is gone round about the border of Moab, the howling thereof unto Gelim, and unto the well of Elam the cry thereof. 15:9. For the waters of Dibon are filled with blood. For I will bring more upon Dibon, the lion upon them that shall flee of Moab, and upon the remnant of the land. Isaiah chapter 16. The prophet prayeth for Christ's coming. The affliction of the Moabites for their pride. 16:1. Send forth, O Lord, the Lamb, the ruler of the earth, from Petra of the desert, to the mount of the daughter of Sin. 16:2. And it shall come to pass, that as a bird fleeing away, and as young ones flying out of the nest, so shall the daughters of Moab be in the passage of Arnon. 16:3. Take counsel, gather a counsel. Make thy shadow of the night in the midday. Hide them that flee, and betray not them that wander about. 16:4. My fugitive shall dwell with thee. O Moab, be thou a covert to them from the face of the destroyer. For the dust is at an end, the wretch is consumed. He hath failed, they trod the earth underfoot. 16:5. And a throne shall be prepared in mercy, and one shall sit upon it in truth in the tabernacle of David, judging and seeking judgment and quickly rendering that which is just. 16:6. We have heard of the pride of Moab, he is exceeding proud. His pride and his arrogancy, and his indignation is more than his strength. 16:7. Therefore shall Moab howl to Moab, every one shall howl. To them that rejoice upon the brick walls, tell ye their stripes. 16:8. For the suburbs of Hezbon are desolate, and the lords of the nations have destroyed the vineyard of Sabama. The branches thereof have reached even to Jazer. They have wandered in the wilderness, the branches thereof are left, they are gone over the sea. 16:9. Therefore I will lament with the weeping of Jazer the vineyard of Sabama. I will water thee with my tears, O Hezbon, and Eliel. For the voice of the treaders hath rushed in upon thy vintage, and upon thy harvest. 16:10. And gladness and joy shall be taken away from Carmel, and there shall be no rejoicing nor shouting in the vineyards. He shall not tread out wine in the press that was wont to tread it out. The voice of the treaders I have taken away. Carmel. This name is often taken to signify a fair and fruitful hill or field, such as Mount Carmel is. 16:11. Wherefore my bowels shall sound like a harp for Moab, and my inward parts for the brick wall. 16:12. And it shall come to pass, when it is seen that Moab is wearied on his high places, that he shall go into his sanctuaries to pray, and shall not prevail. 16:13. This is the word that the Lord spoke to Moab from that time. 16:14. And now the Lord hath spoken, saying, in 3 years, as the years of a hireling, the glory of Moab shall be taken away for all the multitude of the people, and it shall be left small and feeble, not many. Isaiah chapter 17. Judgments upon Damascus and Samaria. The overthrow of the Assyrians. 17:1. The burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus shall cease to be a city, and shall be as a ruinous heap of stones. 17:2. The cities of Aroer shall be left for flocks, and they shall rest there, and there shall be none to make them afraid. 17:3. And aid shall cease from Ephraim, and the kingdom from Damascus, and the remnant of Syria shall be as the glory of the children of Israel, saith the Lord of hosts. 17:4. And it shall come to pass in that day, that the glory of Jacob shall be made thin, and the fatness of his flesh shall grow lean. 17:5. And it shall be as when one gathereth in the harvest that which remaineth, and his arm shall gather the ears of corn. And it shall be as he that seeketh ears in the vale of Raphim. 17:6. And the fruit thereof that shall be left upon it, shall be as one cluster of grapes, and as the shaking of the olive tree, two or three berries in the top of a knot, or four or five upon the top of the tree, saith the Lord the God of Israel. 17:7. In that day man shall bow down himself to his Maker, and his eyes shall look to the Holy One of Israel. 17:8. And he shall not look to the altars which his hand made, and he shall not have respect to the things that his fingers wrought, such as groves and temples. 17:9. In that day his strong cities shall be forsaken, as the ploughs, and the corn that were left before the face of the children of Israel, and thou shalt be desolate, that were left, viz., by the Chananites, when the children of Israel came into their land. 17:10. Because thou hast forgotten God thy Savior, and hast not remembered thy strong helper, therefore shalt thou plant good plants, and shalt sow strange seed. 17:11. In the day of thy planting shall be the wild grape, and in the morning thy seed shall flourish. The harvest is taken away in the day of inheritance, and shall grieve thee much. 17:12. Woe to the multitude of many people, like the multitude of the roaring sea, and the tumult of crowds, like the noise of many waters. The multitude, etc. This and all that follows to the end of the chapter, relates to the Assyrian army under Sennacherib. 17:13. Nations shall make a noise like the noise of waters overflowing, but he shall rebuke him, and he shall flee far off. And he shall be carried away as the dust of the mountains before the wind, and as a whirlwind before a tempest. 17:14. In the time of the evening, behold, there shall be trouble. The morning shall come, and he shall not be. This is the portion of them that have wasted us, and the lot of them that spoil us. Isaiah chapter 18. Woe to the Ethiopians, who fed Israel with vain hopes, their future conversion. 18:1. Woe to the land, the winged symbol, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. 18:2. That sendeth ambassadors by the sea, and in vessels of bulrushes upon the waters. Go, ye swift angels, to a nation rent and torn in pieces, to a terrible people, after which there is no other, to a nation expecting untrodden underfoot, whose land the rivers have spoiled. Angels, or messengers. 18:3. All ye inhabitants of the world, who dwell on the earth, when the sign shall be lifted up on the mountains, you shall see, and you shall hear the sound of the trumpet. 18:4. For thus saith the Lord to me, I will take my rest, and consider in my place, as the noon light is clear, and as a cloud of dew in the day of harvest. 18:5. For before the harvest it was all flourishing, and it shall bud without perfect ripeness, and the sprigs thereof shall be cut off with pruning hooks, and what is left shall be cut away and shaken out. 18:6. And they shall be left together to the birds of the mountains, and the beasts of the earth, and the fowls shall be upon them all the summer, and all the beasts of the earth shall winter upon them. 18:7. At that time shall a present be brought to the Lord of hosts, from a people rent and torn in pieces, from a terrible people, after which there hath been no other, from a nation expecting untrodden underfoot, whose land the rivers have spoiled, to the place of the name of the Lord of hosts, to Mount Zion. Isaiah chapter 19. The punishment of Egypt. Their call to the church. 19:1. The burden of Egypt. Behold, the Lord will ascend upon a swift cloud, and will enter into Egypt, and the idols of Egypt shall be removed at his presence, and the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst thereof. 19:2. And I will set the Egyptians to fight against the Egyptians, and they shall fight brother against brother, and friend against friend, city against city, kingdom against kingdom. 19:3. And the spirit of Egypt shall be broken in the bowels thereof, and I will cast down their counsel, and they shall consult their idols, and their diviners, and their wizards, and soothsayers. 19:4. And I will deliver Egypt into the hand of cruel masters, and a strong king shall rule over them, saith the Lord the God of hosts. 19:5. And the water of the sea shall be dried up, and the river shall be wasted and dry. 19:6. And the rivers shall fail, the streams of the banks shall be diminished, and be dried up, the reed and the bulrush shall wither away. 19:7. The channel of the river shall be laid bare from its fountain, and everything sown by the water shall be dried up, it shall wither away, and shall be no more. 19:8. The fishers also shall mourn, and all that cast a hook into the river shall lament, and they that spread nets upon the waters shall languish away. 19:9. They shall be confounded that wrought in flax, combing and weaving fine linen. 19:10. And its watery places shall be dry, all they shall mourn that made pools to take fishes. 19:11. The princes of Tanis are become fools, the wise counselors of Pharaoh have given foolish counsel. How will you say to Pharaoh, I am the son of the wise, the son of ancient kings? 19:12. Where are now thy wise men? Let them tell thee, and shew what the Lord of hosts hath purposed upon Egypt. 19:13. The princes of Tanis are become fools, the princes of Memphis are gone astray, they have deceived Egypt, the stay of the people thereof. 19:14. The Lord hath mingled in the midst thereof the spirit of giddiness, and they have caused Egypt to err in all its works, as a drunken man staggereth and vomiteth. 19:15. And there shall be no work for Egypt, to make head or tail, him that bendeth down, or that holdeth back. 19:16. In that day Egypt shall be like unto women, and they shall be amazed, and afraid, because of the moving of the hand of the Lord of hosts, which he shall move over it. 19:17. And the land of Judah shall be a terror to Egypt. Every wind that shall remember it shall tremble because of the counsel of the Lord of hosts, which he hath determined concerning it. 19:18. In that day there shall be five cities in the land of Egypt, speaking the language of Chanan, and swearing by the Lord of hosts. One shall be called the city of the sun. 19:19. In the day there shall be an altar of the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a monument of the Lord at the borders thereof. 19:20. It shall be for a sign, and for a testimony to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they shall cry to the Lord because of the oppressor, and he shall send them a savior and a defender to deliver them. 19:21. And the Lord shall be known by Egypt, and the Egyptians shall know the Lord in that day, and shall worship him with sacrifices and offerings. And they shall make vows to the Lord, and perform them. 19:22. And the Lord shall strike Egypt with a scourge, and shall heal it, and they shall return to the Lord, and he shall be pacified towards them, and heal them. 19:23. In the day there shall be a way from Egypt to the Assyrians, and the Assyrian shall enter into Egypt, and the Egyptian to the Assyrians, and the Egyptians shall serve the Assyrian. 19:24. In the day shall Israel be the third to the Egyptian and the Assyrian, a blessing in the midst of the land. 19:25. Which the Lord of hosts hath blessed, saying, Blessed be my people of Egypt, and the work of my hands to the Assyrian. But Israel is my inheritance. Isaiah chapter 20. The ignominious captivity of the Egyptians, and the Ethiopians. 20:1. In the year that Tarthan entered into Azotus, when Sargon the king of the Assyrians had sent him, and he had fought against Azotus, and had taken it. 20:2. At that same time the Lord spoke by the hand of Isaiah the son of Amos, saying, Go, and loose the sackcloth from off thy loins, and take off thy shoes from thy feet. And he did so, and went naked, and barefoot. 20:3. And the Lord said, As my servant Isaiah hath walked, naked and barefoot, it shall be a sign and a wonder of 3 years upon Egypt, and upon Ethiopia. 20:4. So shall the king of the Assyrians lead away the prisoners of Egypt, and the captivity of Ethiopia, young and old, naked and barefoot, with their buttocks and covered to the shame of Egypt. 20:5. And they shall be afraid, and ashamed of Ethiopia their hope, and of Egypt their glory. 20:6. And the inhabitants of this isle shall say in that day, Lo, this was our hope, to whom we fled for help, to deliver us from the face of the king of the Assyrians. And how shall we be able to escape?